Blog Talk Radio.
Your hands that got me, keep me from evil.
and causing anyone any pain.
Baby, keep me from evil. Keep your head to the sky. This is going to be one of those programs because this is the 8th anniversary of the Helios Billions Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host for 8 years. We've been running it, shooting it, and bringing it down with the facts. And I'm going to go back. And, man, let me just tell you, I went back yesterday. I want to thank everybody, especially about the people, Brother Eddie, some of the shows y'all did, the true numbers. Came out. When you go back and look up from the time this show started in December 17th, 2013. Now, this is just radio. I've been doing this stuff all along. Everybody know me. I ain't making this up. I was giving classes in schools, and principals were letting me use their facilities to give history class to young people. I've been doing this for years. It's not nothing new. But this radio thing, we about to accelerate to a new level. I got the bones, all y'all on the mic. We're going to bring a special guest, those who've been around, those who have passed. We're going to do eulogy to them. I got so many people. I looked at the whole litany show. It took me all night. I was like, man, look at this. Look who we had. Look, I mean, it's amazing the amount of people that has came on this program. And we give it to you free of charge. Because guess what? Facts do matter. And when facts matter, karma comes to you. I don't even worry about it. These shows been paid for without nothing but the love of reality. And reality means somebody got to pay. So let's get it on. Let me just say this. In the 8 years, I went and seen the numbers. I started calculating, man. We almost had a million listeners. A million listeners. I got a rush. I started getting a hard on my head. Said, "Woo, I'm a damn, bro." It was like, "Wow, we have reached over a million people," and the numbers would be more than that right now if we weren't filtered. Because, like we told you back 8 years ago, things will change in America. Let me just start the program with giving the first grab. I just start taking pieces of shows we did, and you know how we got to see. If y'all would look at some of the wording. We never talk about ourselves. We talk about fact. All the stuff we put on there, so that's, just teach that to the kids, and it'll be unbelievable. They'll be so, if that generation will just read our bios of every show, automatically the nation will be smarter in less than a year. I guarantee it. Just by me reading what I read, I felt good. I said, man, we did a lot of shit these past 8 years. We done went to Blood Moon festivals. We undid a, but we done went to the, to the Georgia God Stone. We all went to the Dakotas. We have seen some of the great things, and there's so many more. I'm just touched a smidgen of the surface because we got to go into the what the clock runs out. So let's go with December 17th, 2013. The first show that we put on was the our whole premise. And that premise was the awakening of the dry bones in the valley. The question is, who are the dry bones, and what is in store for them in the valley of decision? And will America bring the coming together of this allegoric story? That host that day was still a host today. That's Sister Antoinette, and that was one of the people who used to be on Ron Rec. Those shows were the first patriots. And she was already in the patriot movement. Because we knew what the word meant. And we carried on. And I got a special guest we're going to be bringing on throughout. And we're going to talk some stuff. We're going to even get on Jesus. Because, see, what y'all did yesterday, oh, my goodness. Ooh-wee, we're going to get on that. But I'm just going to go through just a small smidgen of what we was doing back then. And during that same year, we brought on the top-notch hitters. We had Phil Valentine on. He came on right after. It's just amazing because we did it in we started in December straight into January, Phil Valentine. Then we did a tribute to my brother. Hope he comes on today. Ray Fontoy was one of the top-notch guests in the beginning of the show, still with us today. Ain't that amazing? Still got him with us today. We did a show. If y'all don't go back to your archives, I'm going to start sending out archives. We got some hard hitters. Hey, it's too hard for me to explain how deep, but we was hitting, at one time, we was doing 3,000 to 4,000 listeners a day. A day. And all of a sudden, I told you it was coming. The censorship, which we told you about in the beginning, Because when Ray Fauntleroy come on the show, that I want everybody to listen to is the man, the legend, the true man. And that's something that y'all should go listen to the history of the beginning of summer parts of Miami that he had an instrumental part of with the areas of Overtown, Liberty City, and to this day, still to this day, gentrification, all kinds of things are still going on. We're going to go past, present, future on your ass of the day so hardcore you won't be able to comprehend it until the Bills win today. Now, let's even go to, we was kicking it back then when we start talking about the planks of the Communist Party. We told you back then the Communist Party, and I told you back then that they had a special group. It was the black folks. See, that dry bones thing. What? Who are the dry bones? What kind of group is this group? What kind of decisions are they making in America? Are they going to ever come together in this allegoric story? Oh, man, it was hitting so hard back then. We brought, I want to thank Tampa, St. Pete area, because that's when y'all started coming in. 2014, I had Dr. Zeke, Malachi York, when he went to jail, we had some of his members on. Some right in the midst of, not ones that was at home and buying books. People who in the movement, around the people like myself. See, people far away, we had names for y'all, but we ain't going to say it today. But so reality always comes to those who've experienced things. Then we had Dr. David Himmelteff, who prolific book. Unbelievable. He said it. It was over here. He's brought the history about the Bahamas over here. Man, he did some great research. It can't deny what's over here. Can't deny that the Mississippi is the Nile River. You can't deny all that. It's facts, because facts matter. You can't deny the Five Finger Lakes. You can't deny the Thousand Lakes. You can't deny the Mississippi. You can't deny the Choctaw. You can't deny the Seminoles. You can't deny the Iroquois. Damn sure can deny the Mississippis. But when you go to the heartland, can't deny that at all. We had them people on the show. We was doing so much. I just want to say that's when we got into Dr. Ngimi. I got my award from Dr. Ngimi for the completion of which is one of the most prolific books that was out. And it's a shame that most people never even listen to Dr. Gibby, because one for Dr. Gibby, Sheikh Diop's book could not have been retranslated because Sheikh Diop spoke French along with his real language. So it wasn't for him, Dr. Gibby coming on here, and I thank those who was helping us out. Sister Rose, thank you so much. Blossom and Rose, you know what I'm talking about. She was instrumental in bringing some of the prolific people down here to get us information, especially in the Fort Lauderdale area. I want to thank the Temple of Ptah for Lauderdale, even though the mission was never completed, but still can, because time is on all of our side, because time don't run out, but you do. So now that we know that we can do these things, we're going to keep it going. I just want to get to those out there. Fort Lauderdale Library used to have all Dr. Kwaba, Dr. you name it, used to come there. Ashwa Kwesi. We don't do that today. We don't hardly bring anybody here today. I don't know, can we bring anybody here today? Or what are we bringing when they do come? That's going to be the question today, because, see, it's 8 years. See, 8 is a magic number. And those of you in the real Libra, you know 8 is the number. Ain't no 10. Libra is 8. And that's why we're going to kick it hard. We don't have so much people on here. We don't have people who did things that I had no association with. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He went into Houston. We had a lot of military people on this show. We was one of the few shows that tell you they was raping women big time. I had a conversation with some people about the military yesterday. Still going on in parts of the world. Still going on. I want to give a shout out to Lieutenant Dorothy. All y'all used to come on here. We saw she is crazy as hell. We used to say, but man, when she gave me the documentation to my email and had it, I said, thank you, Lieutenant, for coming on here. Then we used to have and still have him on radio. I hope he come on and do a shout out one day soon. Reverend Pinckney, we asked 14. We had a hard head as Reverend Pinckney. But all that could not have been done without those in the trenches. See, we always dealt with the trenches people. And I want to give a shout out to Mary Neal out of Atlanta, one of the first. Sister Ngoni, one of the first to bring this radio concept and bringing stuff to light. And of course, Antoinette, who still with us to this day. Hope you listened to that commercial we got. Beautiful commercial, though. I hope I couldn't put it on here because, of course, Blog Talk won't let us put on any more content. Isn't that strange? But nonetheless, we're going to not even let that spoil this wonderful introduction that we're going to do today for everybody that's coming on here. Because guess what? We're still moving. So that is Mary Neal, who was actually one of the forefront of getting people to recognize mental illness, because her brother was taken out through a mental illness situation. And she was able to go, her little self, into the courts, fight, and won. See, y'all, many of y'all scared to go into battle, really, because court is battle. It's easy to go take out a gun, but it's harder to use your brain. So when you go in there and win, that's to be exonerated, commended. She did it in Atlanta. She passed. So I give a special eulogy shout out to Sister Mary Neal. And she did her work. And then Fort Lauderdale, all this was introduced to me through Reverend Pickney, who said, I got somebody up in Fort Lauderdale, what you need? Yeah, he gave me somebody. Her name was Elvira, a powerhouse. She was another champion for those who was actually being psychotropically attacked, especially if you come from a mental institution of any kind or you get psychological evaluation. They can put you under what they call weapons. And people used to say they're under attack. It's coming all the time. I'm being attacked by this. But until you recognize the concept of how psychoelectronics work, it would never make sense to you. So we ain't going to let you get away without giving honor to those people who put that in the front for us to get us to look at that so we can see the facts prove that they can implant you with a psychotropic and you would be doing crazy things. Just wait and see. Thank her so much. And then, you know, as we got into the early, we had Dr. Kyle, we had Hidden Colors. We even had females on here called the Goddess Sisters, who was wonderful sisters, who come on here out of good old Jacksonville. Can't leave Jacksonville. But then we had some of our best programs in that middle. Montu, I'm giving you a shout out. I looked at some of the numbers. Oh, my goodness. If I show you the numbers, I bet you come back on here. Big time number. I ain't never heard nobody, probably never had nobody listen to you that much. Yeah. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. And also the lodge up there in St. Pete, St. Lake Wales, all you lodge and craft brothers, you need to tighten it up. You need to tighten it up because you're weak and a house can't stand under the weak. So you better lay your foundation on something that is not sinking sand. Oh, we about to get hot up in here. Now, let Evas go further. We had met so many. Then we got into Chief Warhorse. I mean, we put it down. That's when all the Shatahs and everybody was into that. Hold on a minute, please. Hold on. Okay, I'm making sure everything's up. All right, we back. Now, so many people have been instrumental in this program. Hope y'all ask and get your archives. I guarantee when you see the numbers on some of y'all, especially in that 2018 and 2017 when everybody was listening, because guess what? That's before the warning when we said they was going to take over the airways. Right after the shooting of one of my guests that was on here, he did a terrorist act in Houston, Texas. And from there on, he wrote a manifesto. And said there'd be 8 people left still on radio, only one. I don't know who, how many still on, but he said that, not me. And from there on, I realized that that's when censorship was coming. Right after that, Facebook told me I had to give them a ID to even come back on. And we did it to see what they was going to do. And of course, that's how we got to see that each year, I put some from Dr. Ngimi. Y'all remember Dr. Ngimi? We went to Africa and came from about the Congolese people, came on our program. Thank you, Dr. Ngimi. And then he's proved that Kotan, that's how y'all found out about Kotan, because Dr. Ngimi. That's why you can listen to us on radio and internet, because it's called Precious Rare Earth Minerals. See, that was brought to us through real people who in the trenches. I sent pictures over Facebook of him showing the onslaught. Facebook immediately took it off. Many of y'all remember that. Y'all remember. Immediately took it off. That's when I knew censorship was on and popping. On and popping. But we're going to carry on a little bit more because we got so many. We had some of the so many prolific people. We all had Motown. movie. We had The Matrix. The whole new movie coming. I hope to get my brother on here so we can kick that Matrix right quick, because we all in The Matrix. It's ever moving, ever changing. You may not never get out The Matrix. Better think about that one. But before we get this show started, let me just give a little bit of love out to everybody. Family, friends, those who even denounce the fact that we're doing this, people who even think that this is outrageous and what you're saying is a lie, this is for you all in the Christian world today. Do Christians worship the sun? What sun? This is one of the shows. This is my first 3,000 listener show. It was August 2014. And the question was, do Christians worship the sun? That's the name of it. It says, no, of course not. But their beliefs is not holy. And it's in the roots of the ancient sun worship. The word, just so y'all know, I knew, the Holy Bible derives from the Greek word called the Helios Biblios. The Helios means sun. The Biblios derived from the ancient Kemetic Egyptian word papyrus means paper. The holy book complied and presented in the knowledge of the children of the sun. Heard that anywhere, everybody? The children of the corn, the children of the sun. As recorded in the original inhabitants of Egypt, Kemet, Abyssinia, whatever else you might call it in those ancient maps. The biblical Yahshua Jesus, for the most part, is the sun in the sky. I think that's coming out the Catholic Encyclopedia. Not from me. That's why facts matters. And then the thing I want to say before I take it to the next level. When you go on to the Holy Lands, of the Dakotas. The indigenous people have, y'all, this was a big debate. Remember y'all said this? See, we used to have this debate. See, I brought this out in 2014. I'm going to show you how far back this shit is. And if it's way before that, if I found it 8 years ago. But look what it says. It says that the people, the indigenous perspective on what has happened in America, what is called Turtle Island, looks around you. This is coming from the Dakota chief, Aviel of the Dakotas. I've seen it firsthand. It says, our Mother Earth is very ill from these violations, and we are on the brink of destroying the possibility of a healthy, nurturing survival for the generations to come, our children's children. The Aborigines have warned of the contaminating effects of the global warming of the coral reefs, which they see as Mother Earth's blood purifiers. See, the coral reefs here in Florida, South Florida, the blood purifiers are the coral reefs. Question today. Are we destroying the purification process of Mother Earth? That's coming from the original Dakota tribes. And then third and least, before I turn it over, one of our biggest programs to this day, over 5,000 people in one day. And I said every day we have 5,000 to 4,000 people listening until the Great Reset. And this is a fact. Charles answered it last night and said, look what how many shows we had in that range, and all of a sudden, bingo, can't get but 200 downloads. Isn't that amazing? Got to ask yourself, But I told you what group would do it. And we said this in 2014 as well. The democratic socialism took their root in European politics after World War I. Socialist Democrat parties actively participated in governments of Great Britain, Germany, Sweden, Belgium, and the Netherlands, and other nations. Socialism also became a powerful force in parts of what Latin America, Asia, and Africa. Brought in by a leader of India, I'm going to say it again, not making this up, cool looking brother, hell of a turban, His name is Jawaharlal Nehru. That's spelled J-A-W-A-H-A-R-L-A-L Nehru. N-E-H-U-R Nehru. And other leaders of independent movement, but that was a major one who brought everything over here. So about, before I even get started, let me get myself psyched up and ready, because guess what's going to happen? When I come back, y'all about to lose y'all minds over here.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your mans have been to jail before. Suck my dick. And all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with, jump quick. I fuck you going post a dog or some bum shit. I say go to gun click. Now I'm one shit. All over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? They niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him. I explain, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And the niggas tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still wants the fame. Hello? Off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite. Should I smack him with my dick in the mic? Yeah, niggas characters. It's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted. Your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours. And everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so? I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak ass niggas whining over foot that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them. Who get it all from the shrimp or the hands with them?
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts the head. No more talk. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, that you trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you's a soft type nigga. Fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we want out. When the finish, everybody come out. When nobody burn out. Send in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out. Nigga running his mouth. I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Home. Some old man fish. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
They gon' make you lose your mind up in here in America as long as you keep believing in the Great Reset. Now, let's get it on. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, y'all, you know I like the occult world. And I got my guess. Getting ready to bring the first one on the few. Let me get this situated here. See, yesterday, y'all did a ritual that is ancient. Y'all went to the Christmas. Everybody, even if you ate everything, the energy was still there, regardless if you did not have a tree up or anything else. It's the energy of the day. No matter what, you are experiencing an energy. If you stayed in the house, it does not make a difference. Still came through. Before this mass was done, the word Christmas has strong connotations to the medieval customs of the Roman church called mass. Better look that up. In which was celebrated at midnight on the eve of December 25th. Put the word Christ and mass together and you get Christ mass. Mass is defined as public celebration. The Eucharist of the Roman Catholic Church and some of the Protestant churches, which we've been bringing up. Y'all better listen. The Holy Alliance. Remember last week what we played? The word Christ, y'all should know, originated from the Greek word Christos, which means the anointed. Christmas is sometimes referred to as Xmas. X, which is Greek, of course, and the tutu, which is the alphabet of Chi, which is Chicago. The initial letter of the Greek word means Christ means in occult teachings, and I said the occult teachings, not no crazy stuff y'all trying to come up with that you learn from a television show. I said the occult teachings. The letter X represents X chromosome. That was an artificial insert into the DNA. Now, y'all take this how you want. By alien gods using genetic engineering techniques. Now, I'm going to say this one more time. The X chromosome that was artificially inserted. Think about what was just done. Now, let's even go further. According to certain geneticists, human DNA has a mixture of extraterrestrial genes. Now, I hope y'all, it's called junk DNA. With the DNA sequencing technology, do you see what I say? The DNA sequencing technology, sometimes it's believed they can have found the evidence to prove that the human DNA contains a foreign substance not from Earth. Now, one thing is to know that Christmas or Xmas has full sexual symbolism. For example, the letter X is sometimes used as sexual activity by the phonetic X, like X-sex. That's why it's called X-rated. These objective words, mass, means mainly virile, brave, noble, masculine, of the male sex. So mass just means what they just said in the cult. Virile, that means penis worship. Based on the definition X-mass, not only a holy but celebrating the birth of the sun, S-U-N, and S-O-N, but it's also a holiday for the celebration of male sexuality. That's why I sent y'all those pictures of male sexuality. More evidence, the relationship between sex and Christmas can be found in the Roman holiday called Saturnalia. That's why the sun must go down. All this evidence of this is very, very, this is why I don't know how church could even sit there. But here where it gets deeper, and this is where good and evil always works together. The ancient Greek writer and poet, historian Lucian, describes Saturnalia as a festival observing in his time. See if it's in your time, everybody. This is what's in his time. Quote, in addition to human sacrifice, he mentions these customs, widespread intoxication, going from house to house while singing naked, rape of other sexual lascivities concerning human shapes and biscuits, making biscuits, married the gingerbread man. This produced some type of English in the German cakes and bakeries of the Christmas season. And last and not least, the alphabet X is 24th letter. It relates to December 24th. Christmas Eve is Xmas. And Y is a 25th letter. And this is what it means. I hope I just gave you the clue. X and Y. What is X and Y, everybody? What is X and Y? X and Y chromosomes are in the human cell. Let's get ready for the Helios. Are y'all ready? We about to get it on. Now, today is the so-called what Jesus could not. The whole story is symbolic, but it has reality connotations, meaning that he couldn't find nowhere to go. Remember, his housing was screwed up. Nobody would take him. I'm just going to give you the symbolism of how I could take Jesus and make him show you who he is in resemblance to a people. Couldn't get no housing. Y'all think about who can't get housing today. He was even told by three wise men he was a gift. Three wise men. They must have gave him knowledge, wisdom, understanding so he can see what the future was for him. And then he was with a mama who was a hoe. How many hoes we know that we say hoe to? Because this hoe got a bunch of kids. Yeah, I know what y'all be saying about your own peoples and relatives. So who does this sound like? The daddy can barely get work. Sound like good times. Yeah, can't find nowhere to go. Got a jacked up family. But see, y'all didn't read the whole story, though. He escaped to Egypt. Now, how is that? With today's program, we're going to give you some escape. That's why I'm going to have my brother for the first. My brother came on here back in. Rob Collins came on back in the day. And he's been a friend ever since, coming on here, giving us update on the most profound thing that. Hey, Rob, you started coming in the 17th, in 2017, 2018, and you've been on pretty regularly with reports, and we're about to bring you on in a minute. Just hold tight. Let me get a few more things in. All I could tell you is just look at that story. Housing, can't find it, but this is the king of kings. That's what you call yourself. Many of y'all say, I'm chosen. I'm God's people. Ain't that what you be saying when you go in church in a few minutes? I mean, how much time you got? I'll make sure you bring this up at church, everybody. I want to see what the face of your preacher. He could be dark as hell, but he'll turn plumb. Because they ain't going to answer that question. Because I just gave you out the encyclopedia of Catholic Catholicism. I didn't go to no black shit. I went to their shit. And it's funny, they're telling me the truth, and I can't even go to church and get the truth. How that sound? Because you were the dry bones. See, the dry bones allegory was, can the Son of Man, who's supposed to be Jesus, the question was asked, can they live? Ain't that a movie? Can they live? And the question today for all of you listening is going to be the question, can we live? Remember, the Jesus story, he was an immigrant. Question is, can we live with immigration? See, you can't even put the story together until you understand the allegoric symbolism. They go into countries that they're not even citizens of. Look how they was treated. Isn't that interesting? Outcast. But you don't seem to understand it. Then the sacrificing of kids. See, that's part of that. You already went along with that. You know you went along with that. I'm going to prove you went along with that. Every one of you listen, I got some little debates with people. I can't understand how people can defend people and don't know their policies. But I just told you Christmas meant sacrificing your children. Santa Claus always wants your children. That's the adult version. Now, you can water down for little kids like we were. Well, we didn't realize a white guy could enter Dodge Street, Jefferson Avenue, and just, you know, we little kids, we waiting for this white dude to come through and everything and all that. And you start to realize, wow, what a allegory. What a fable. But this is not a fable, everybody. You have already given up your kids. Just listen one more time, because we got 8 years of you on tape.
We're going to be here so much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies under this very serious.
Now, that is the Christ mass, and that was AOC. Again, I have to start straining people. I told you, AOC having a meeting about eating the babies, and y'all okay with this? Y'all sitting back knowing your politicians. But see, that's the same story of Jesus. See, the Jesus was what they was going to kill what, everybody? The first what? The firstborn. You're going to read about it in your book. It's on cannibalism. Your Bible book has cannibalism in it. I know the preachers don't want you to hear that, but facts matters. And so being that you are fulfillment of a major prophecy, we must ask all of you on this line today question for 8 years. The question is, can these bones live? Let's get it on. Let's celebrate. Let's bring on my man. Housing. Jesus couldn't get no housing. And you think about you, Jesus is today. What's going to happen soon? With all these houses being built, are you able to get in them? Thank you, man. Appreciate you joining me on this. My day, 8 years of this, trying to get as much information through occult news as possible into the minds of people. And I thank you for always being there and helping us out with some of these programs. I know you may not agree with everything we say, but at least you know the reality is housing is very important.
Dry Bones, thank you so much, as always, for the opportunity to talk to y'all. And with the whole can we live thing, it's, I mean, and I know y'all appreciate history. I mean, you just look at the history of, oh, I work in housing. I work at, my name is Rob Collins, by the way, as Dry Bones said.
Yeah.
I work at Hope Incorporated. We fight discrimination in housing. And you just look at the history of housing. First, you know, black people were slaves. You live where they tell you to live. You are property. You don't have any choices. Then they liberate the slaves by law. But mm-hmm. then still, it's you're still, there's only certain places you're allowed to live. You may not be a slave anymore, but here, I'll talk about right here in Miami where I'm standing right now. There's only certain areas of town, and you know they're not the areas along the water. No, not the nice areas, and in many cities, not the places on a hill with a view. No. You are in the down where we're going to throw out the garbage and where we're going to have bus depots and all this other stuff that rich white people don't want to live around. That's where you're going to live. Okay, so then there's that. Then you have mortgages and loans and opportunities for mobility, but unfortunately, sadly, but at the hands of the U.S. government, those loans were given out in a discriminatory way. Those loans were given out to people in a way that only certain people could access it. And that's not just – I'm not talking about private – actually, everything I've said so far, I'm not talking mm-hmm. about, like, private, greedy people. Well, I mean, they are greedy. But I'm not talking about private – I'm talking about the government. The government mm-hmm. said mm-hmm. there's only certain places you could live. The government said only certain people are going to get these loans to have mobility. So then, okay, so we move on, and that kind of discrimination also becomes illegal. So we got slavery eventually becomes illegal. Segregation eventually becomes illegal. Discrimination in lending eventually also becomes illegal. But still, mm-hmm. it all goes back to what you said. Can we live? Can we? And so for black people like us, like, eventually, now we're on to this next thing where, and Brother Drybone sent me a great article that's part of this in the last 3, 4, 5 years. It's been getting a lot of attention lately about the valuation of black-owned homes. So now, it's illegal, illegal to make you a slave. It's illegal to segregate you and tell you to live in a certain area. It's illegal to deny you a loan to your face because of the color of your skin and other reasons. But so now we have this valuation process. So now, knowing that wealth, generational wealth and community wealth and wealth within a family, a lot of that is tied to housing. Housing is it's the biggest thing that a lot of people will buy in their lifetime is a house, whatever. And now we have, when you enter that market and you try to pass that on to your kids, or you just try to make out on your own. You don't have kids. You just want to make some money. You own a property. You want to make some money. Maybe somebody passed it on to you. You don't want to live there, but you would mm-hmm. like that asset. Now we're facing that when, quote, the market, when that property is being evaluated, for its worth, now mm-hmm. we're seeing that black people are, black and brown people in different parts of the country, depending on where you are, but black people are being shown, are being given less value on their same property that a similar or equivalent property in a white neighborhood or owned by a white person gets maybe twice, three times as much value. That is to say, so it's not that Bank of America is buying your house from you. It's that when they come out to appraise it, they are saying, here's what we would sign off on for a loan for somebody else to buy it. This is what we're going to say it's worth. So it's, you know, it's right. not as for everybody, you know, just for the benefit of everybody, it's not that the people valuing the property in an appraisal or some other kind of valuation, they are not themselves giving out money necessarily. They're just going around all day, every day, saying, "Oh, this property is worth that much. This property is worth that much. This
like
property is worth that much." And they're and they're doing it for purchase or sale. They're doing it for tax purposes. They're doing it for any kind of purpose that another person who actually has the money or actually do a transaction, they're going to go based on what this person's saying. And increasingly, it is becoming apparent that, I mean, something that probably not a lot of us thought, I mean, I've been working in housing now for over 10 years. Like, this is not something I really would have thought about, but if you'd asked me, I would have said, oh, yeah, I could totally see that racism happening. It's clear that black people are getting less bang for their buck, in this case, the buck being the house itself, less acknowledgement of its worth just
mm-hmm.
because they live there, or in some instances, just because the neighborhood is made up of a lot of black people. Then
right.
an appraiser with this sometimes unconscious, sometimes very conscious bias, they say, well, in this, you know, this house, you know, numbers don't lie, like they say.
Right.
So,
like,
this house is 0.5 acres, or this house is, or this lot, this property is 0.5 acres, or a whole acre. The house is such and such years old. Then the roof is this old. The window, like some numbers,
right.
like those are facts. Those are objective facts.
I experienced
exactly.
it firsthand. And they come up there and. If they don't have a, but they got a criteria they got some type of criteria that's given to them to look for. Like they're looking for your
that's
water
right.
heater. They're looking for this. They want to make sure you got your water's not turned off. These are things that we got to pay attention to. And I brought that to your attention because, man, we got such a big boom in real estate, and it's such a big boom in housing. I mean, I think it's the ratio of inventory. It can't come fast enough. They say people are waiting to get in these houses. Now, what's your take on how, if I want to sell my house, and we find out now in Miami, it's not going to be predominantly pure of Anglo-Saxon whites. We have a Latin, I just mentioned earlier, we have a Latin population that's, you know, very well entrenched here and very lucrative and very good citizens to the area. Are you seeing that dispersity is not just with whites, but like, for instance, if somebody from Nicaragua is next door to me, is he getting a higher price than the black person from made in America?
Yeah, so I'm going to say something. I'm going to make sure I say it now, and I'm going to say it multiple times. The only way we can deal with this is if you speak up. You have to say something. It's not enough to just be educated about what's happening. You have to
right.
say something. To answer your question, yeah, mm-hmm. So in the light of that, to answer your question directly, it's in the eye of the beholder. If the person doing an appraisal or otherwise doing a valuation of your property likes people from Nicaragua or doesn't like people from Nicaragua, or maybe, you know, even, I'm going to just be real, like people from Nicaragua are more likely to be dark-skinned than people from Argentina, for example. So
right.
both
for right,
now
correct.
Spanish-speaking
correct.
Countries, both, but whatever. But now we're talking about, in general, you'll be more likely to see a dark-skinned Nicaraguan person than a dark-skinned Argentinian person.
Right,
and that appraiser
correct.
Makes a decision. That appraiser says, well,
right.
this is like this and this is like that. And so this house that maybe in that neighborhood would have been worth $500,000 over here, 200,000. Because who really wants to live over here? And it's too bad because they are making those decisions. And like I said, sometimes they are conscious of those biases. And other times they're not. Sometimes they're just not. You see the pictures, and this is what happened to a family in Jacksonville touched us off. Yeah, it was a mixed-race family in Jacksonville. Like, the mama's white and the dad was white and the mom was black. And they actually had – this is, like, in the last 3 years. They had an appraisal. They were like, that's low. So they did a little experiment, and they took all of the pictures – of any evidence that black people live there, they took it all out. And the price, like, doubled. It went up in a really big way. And so they, you know, they spoke up, thankfully, because a lot of people are dealing with it. These people spoke up, and they said something about it, and they tried to do
something. That's why I brought that, because you said something. If we don't speak and the question is, and that's where I like what your organization did. I mean, it really, what you offer is really the people have to speak up to even bring you into the where – it'll bring more forefront, because if they don't come to you, you don't know. And then it makes it look like, you know, there's no problem. And if they actually won, I think they won their case.
You make a great point. Like, some people come to us and they'll say, oh, I wish y'all had done something about this. And my response, I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry that happened. But I'll say, I wish you had told us. And some people know we exist and just, or even if they don't know we exist, Google, like, housing discrimination and whatever place you live, find who the person is to complain to. You know, Hope Incorporated, we're a nonprofit. We don't have a huge budget. We can't afford billboards and TV ads. Like, we don't have that money. That's corporations can do that.
Corporations.
We don't have that
money.
So I understand. Maybe you don't know we exist. And we always try. We try to get out here like we're out here on dry bones right now. Like, we try to put ourselves out there. But if we can't, if you don't hear of us, sorry, Google it.
Yep.
Find somebody. Right.
That's everywhere, because the thing is, now let's deal with the care. I'm going to get you called. I got callers coming on. We're going to have a good time. Don't worry. I got all your hands up. Believe me. Bring y'all. I just want to get this. I did this premise because, you know, the whole premise of Jesus was he couldn't find nowhere to stay. And I know people use these terminologies and allegories as Jesus is us and just us. And, you know, and I look at words and I say, man, you know, even in court is a very spellbinding experience. I experienced it. You have to have that lingo. You have to have those lawyers that know how to communicate with each other. But this housing thing, and I want your perspective, because we like to look at the prophecies and stuff. What do you see? Because we are seeing that here in South Florida, I notice a huge, huge building, massive. South Dade is growing by leaps and bounds. I just need, if you send me some information on what meeting we to get the loans, to get the information so people it can go, and we'll go out and try to get this out, because it's going to be a problem soon if it's not equitable balance in the housing market here. It could be an issue that's going to be longstanding. So give us your thoughts on what you see, because you are in the mix, in the mixture of all that.
That's a great call, and I think I would say two things. One, and both of them have to do with, I guess, three things. One of them I'm going to repeat. Speak up, say something.
That's right.
And all of them have to do. All of the things I have to say have to do with taking ownership of what happens to y'all. And that's really when I listen to this radio program. That's really what a lot of this is. Like, it's good to get the information. Let's take ownership of what's happening and do something. So number one, do something. Number two. In what you're talking about, certainly in Miami-Dade and in other places, the development is through the roof, and prices, unfortunately, also go through the roof or whatever. Even if they don't, some people who rent, and they're used to renting because it's easy. You give a check to somebody, now I can live here. It's not all that paperwork. Do I want to, quote, put down roots and all this other stuff? Do I want to do all that stuff?
Right. There's
a market. Let me just rent.
People
feel – I think people sometimes feel, not sometimes, I mean, people will say, they feel discouraged about going, like, becoming owners because that's a lot more work and renting and whatever, like, and they really feel priced out. But there are a lot of first-time home buyers programs throughout the country, but even just in Miami-Dade, oh, my gosh, there's probably, like, a dozen or 10 that are for you. If you are a first-time home buyer, they will walk you. I've sat through the class. I presented the class. They walk you through title, inspection, everything that has insurance, the roof and the electricity, the plumbing, housing discrimination. They walk you through all of the parts of the process, and they know you may not know very much. They know you may not. But actually, as we talked about on this program before, the rent you're paying, especially in Miami, if you were putting that towards a mortgage instead, you'd be surprised how much progress you'd be making on your mortgage if instead of paying $1,500 a month in rent, you could be paying $1,500 a month on a mortgage. Like, a lot of reasonable mortgages aren't much more than that per month. And then with the subsidy programs, if you qualify, they'll help you, and maybe it's even less than that per month. Maybe you could pay
right.
– so what I'm saying is maybe you could pay even less on a mortgage than you are for rent because of the programs
that
are trying to help you.
And they got equity. And I use that because of y'all Bibles. I know you're going to church some of you, and that's good. The only thing that you go ask that preacher today, if God gave anything, he gave only land. Land was the number one reservoir of entitlement given to the God of that Bible that we're going to go to in a few. So real estate is part of that. And that's the thing that I like to keep that reiterate, because I know it's a tough game. It's a game that you got to have the right people. And I know this brother here, again, you probably need some more of us to go out there and try to help and participate with that. I think going out to those seminars of going to see if I go to a house, discrimination, like discrimination agents, is that still available to people? And then if so, how is that going to be able to translate to more people coming through? Because I think people don't really know their rights. I'm going to say that clearly. I could talk to people. And even when I find out new stuff just from y'all, people don't know the basics. Right, they have. It's just like they don't know that if something is done, like I go to, like you just said, I go to somebody's house and I find out that they don't like me because I got maybe dreads, and they automatically got a, that's actually what you just said earlier. It's up to the eye of the beholder. So beholder really becomes the person who you go into is you're really the situation, basically, that person could make or break us in that reality. And with the help of the government, that's when the agents come in. Now, a single person, but the agent thing, I'm thinking I'm more about want to get into, because the agent thing means that it's entrenched in the psyche of this agency to stop blacks from getting this. Now, other than an individual who's a small-time landlord, I'm talking about the real deal we're fighting is the government style, where these new apartments coming in, they may not want black faces. They may want Asian faces to put in a new look. So can we say that the demographics, and I'm going to let you answer that, I'm going to take some calls and we're going to go move on. You think the demographics of this is based off what groups they really want in to give this image? Because it's done quite what it looks like.
Yeah, so that's real. Like, unfortunately, and I'm a pretty optimistic person, but I have to admit and there are definitely actors and actions that are being taken at, like you said, that high bird's eye view government level, level of power, this is what we want to see. And you'll see the artist renderings of a new park they're going to put in, or a new whatever they're going to put in. And all the little models in this little thing, I mean, I noticed that the models are all white, or the models, even if they'll bother to put in little models in their artist rendering of a new building, a new apartment complex that's going to go up. They'll bother to put in different hair colors and make some of them men and some of them women, and it doesn't even occur to them, or maybe it does. You know, you have to look at every situation.
Yeah, look at
every situation
different.
To make
your
skin color different. It's like, wait, hold on. Like, what do you want? So that brings me to the third thing that I wanted to say just in response to all of this generally is that it's very easy to cop out. It's easy to hear, to feel discouraged, oh, a house costs too much to buy. It's very easy to feel discouraged and say, well, Jesus Christ, like how can I keep them from knowing a black person lives in my house? And like, it's very easy to be like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to fight against that? Or now Dry Bones and Rob are talking about high-level government programs and campaigns to reshape a community, how am I going to fight against that? So it's very easy to be discouraged. But I would just say, don't. Unfortunately, a lot of people use that as a cop out. They say, "Well, so
that's
I'm just going to sit here and not do anything. I'm not going to do anything then, because I can't do anything." And that's why they get away with it. Because
that's
they've gotten so many people. They've gotten so many people to say, "Ah, fuck it. Like, you know, I can't do anything about this. This is way too big a problem." Or I don't care. Or if they were going to keep me out, I don't want to try to fight to live there anyway. Or whatever. Like you just learn to live with that intolerance. And
so
you learn to accept it.
That's a cop-out. And I'm going to leave it with that one. Don't go nowhere. I've got some more calls. We got the 11 top hour. We got the 11 about to bring in the bones, about to get this thing started. Hey, man, I'm going to say with this. Me and you both know that we can change this because when you have a meeting, you got to show up, people. You know, two or three of us, we could make differences, but, you know, they actually have a numbers game. They have a numbers game on people. They say if they get to a percentage, and I know we're going to talk about the algorithm with most of you on here. I'm going to get it to you, but if we got algorithm. But stay with us, man. You got to go anywhere. Don't go to where I'm going to keep everybody going. Let me hit you up. Let me get a two-minute break, everybody, so I can say everybody. About those of you at the lines, I got 8554, you coming in, 6661, Brother West. Back in the day, you and Elvira, y'all been on here. Y'all been with us a long time. We're going to keep it going. Those of you who want to jump on this call, hit the number one button. Put your hand up. It's the eight years, y'all. Dry bones say, can these bones live? Let's make it happen. Only you knoweth, son of man. Thank y'all for listening. We're going to keep it going. Let me find us something to go out. Let me get a little Mary J. A little Mary J right quick. You know, I got to play with y'all a little bit before we take a break. Why we might have to look at our psychological evaluation on what is beauty and how can we. You ever notice how the people fix their houses up when they get in these neighborhoods? I mean, I'm going to stick on that before I take this call for 1 minute. It's amazing. The property value goes up. I do a lot of look up on it, and I'm saying, man, houses that we brought back in the day for $92,000 is worth $404,000 now. Now, with the right mindset, look what the cash out could be, and you could buy more houses. But we be fighting each other. Fighting each other does not love who I am. 6661, we about to get busy. The heatos is open up. The furnace is on. 1 o'clock, baby.
How's it going? Greetings.
Greetings, brother. Good to have you. Welcome to being with us for most of them 8 years. Appreciate you for joining us for those 8 years. So we roll.
Oh, man, blessings, blessings. May you continue to open up the airways in spite of the Prince of Airways with his own governance. To hold the balance of the Mayat as you do. And when you especially you come before the Mayat and your heart is balanced, I do see the balance. And many others who are here and are doing the work and giving praise and honors to the ancestors and those bones that came before us, because there were bones before us, so we carry on. And greeting you also in the spirit of ancestors and Kwanzaa, which is also wrapped up in the tenets that we also hold true to a nature-based law before predated man's law. So I bring greetings in the spirits of the ancestors and that you continue to open up the airways and add value to many of those millions that come and they listen and they do the research and do the work and make a difference in this plane. And
that's
so
right. And
I
own small
reading,
world. And I own small
plane.
And I own small plane. Because we ain't, hey, man, appreciate it. You know we go back, too. We go back. We've been talking about this. Me and you've been talking about this for years. And we have made strides, me and you both, in the concept of what's happening because we self-sufficient brothers. And we do what we do. And I think, man, it is going to come a time. I see the fire that's going to make us as people who want to do something going to come on out because it's just human nature. You can't sit back and watch what's going to happen. Because otherwise, I feel like we are, like the Bible say, amongst the snakes in a venomous pit. Yeah, we got to come out with something strong. And you know all about that. I mean, you talked about that a long time ago. Explain to them about the ism, because everything is an ism. I mean, every word has the word ism in it.
Exactly. And even the occult know about the ism. The ism is... when you look up the word ISM, and we kind of mirrored that towards what the great I Am said, I am. Now, the ism is wrapped up in the I am, because remember, we those of us who dab and dib or whatever, when we look at the occultism, the great I am, the spiritual essence of the ism, because he said, I am that I am. Now, we could go all day.
For time's sake, that's where we always catch it. And we have found so many words that we are affiliated with the ism, like the proletarianism. And, words that we don't
all that.
We take for granted that we say, oh, what does that really mean? We are actually like human participation of these words.
Remember, and I lost train of thought, and forgive me. Remember when we talk about the id and the ego, and my thought on that too is any time you take the ego out of you, or you got to take the ego out of you, but when you take the ego out of you or your lower nature, the higher we get to a higher power and spiritual faith, and we can actually be in touch with our own ID as a being that when we look into that mirror, we see the creation of manifestation of the Most High. So when we look into that mirror, we do see God. So when you look at your fellow whomever, just that's a different form of God, because in the Most High's infinite wisdom of trying to find out his imperfections, mankind was created.
You just said that. Now you just gave, see, y'all just gave Christmas. See, I told you, it said the X and Y chromosome. I mean, could it be? I don't know. We're going to have fun today. Could it be? Because obviously... And I'm going to say this because me and you talk, I'm bring some more y'all on here. Let me get 8554. I love y'all for saying it. This mixture is what we see today. We see a mixture of transhumanism technology to divinely make man truly God. Let me go to 8544. Stay with me. Y'all know the rules. Keep your hands up. 8544. You on the line. Appreciate for that 8-year connection.
8 years. I was with you for about 3.
I know, but you was an 8-year connection. Yeah. It's 8 years, but you came. You know where you last started to the connection. That's it. Hey, I'm glad you know your birth on that one. That's a good one.
Hey, I hope Mr. Cons is still on. He brought up some interesting things now. What's going on now? We're dealing with this great reset. We can't leave it out. This is what we're dealing with. And part of the premise with the great reset is you own nothing and you'll be happy. And at the same time, even just myself talking to a lot of the younger people, maybe they're being conditioned, whatever, to a certain degree, but they have no interest in owning anything. They have, I'm not going to say all of them, but the majority, they're interested in working, gaining material items. That's it. They're not interested in investing, owning, being entrepreneurs.
Well,
none of that.
Let's take, because me and you always go, bro, the 3 years that we've been on, for sure, we've had some unbelievable programs. This is one of them that you always say, that because the youth is telling you, but then they want to be in this crypto, and then they want to be into the marijuana game with the licensing. Now that seems to be what's being pushed. In my perspective, I don't know if y'all hear
right,
some of those.
Right.
So those
see,
two things.
Crypto,
I don't know.
That crypto and Bitcoin thing. This is just my take. That's only temporary, because anything connected electronically with the internet, that shit could be cut off. Instantly in the light switch.
Take. Brother Rob, are you still in line with us? Are you seeing people buying real estate heavily in Miami, because we are now a crypto city, according to the mayor? How is real estate being transformed, if you're still out there with us?
I feel like that comment about anything online is really kind of where it all hits. And it's funny because now it's all connected. I think, and I was actually just talking about this with somebody the other day, I have a flip phone, so I'm like definitely very old school, but I'm talking to you on one right now. Anyway, but like if you have Netflix, if you have YouTube, if you have Facebook, and they, you know, as is said a lot on this program, like there are algorithms that kind of track what you're doing and what you're up to, and the whole point of it is to keep you, and this is my friend and I were talking about, is to keep you on. It's to keep you, whatever they think you will click on and just keep sitting there and doing whatever you're doing.
Right.
That's the whole idea. And a lot of that opportunity, you know, because when you were talking about, like, oh, young people aren't interested, it made me think. It's because, frankly, the folks who want to make money don't make money by you owning your own property. They make money by you continuing to rent and buy and consume what they're putting out. That's how they make money. And so,
landlord.
Yeah, and so
landlord.
They will, yeah.
The game. The
so
game
they
landlord.
Will, yeah, so they will make it so you keep consuming the next program on Netflix, the next video on YouTube, the next little ad or story or post on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Like, they're using that to get you to keep doing what you're doing and filling their pockets instead of breaking out and owning for yourself. So I think you're 100% right. I think a lot of young people are being put into that box.
Because of the politics game that this is being pushed on us. Let me go to 3364. All y'all lines open. Y'all know what to do. We want to jump in and connect. 3364.
Hey, dry bones. Let me just say this real quick.
Okay, hold on. One more. Hold on, Brother Wes. He caught me.
What's up, Wes? I'm just going to say this one more real quickly now. What's going on now, especially with this whole COVID thing, Illinois, California, and New York are leaving these states by the thousands each year. And it's because of taxes, the wages are low, and the COVID restrictions.
It's
getting to a point where now, okay, I really think this is by design, to keep people perpetually moving around, not stable, And it's basically one of those paradigms of just continuing chaos, just like what happened
right.
here in Chicago and Cook County just a few days ago. Now, the mayor and the Cook County president, Tony Perwinkle, instituted the vaccine pass construct. So now you can't go to any gym, any restaurant, a lot of other spaces without showing proof of vaccination. Now that's going to be the cause of having more people leave them here just because of that bullshit. But like I said, this is all by design. And like what the brother, Mr. Combs was saying earlier, more people need to step up and speak up, because if you don't, we're going to be in a whole lot of trouble.
And I
ain't talking about, this is going beyond race and color. I'm talking about everybody on this goddamn planet, United States, whatever they be, no matter what cultural background you're from, you got to stand up and fight for your freedom. Because day by day, a lot of us are giving it to them, and it's been taken just by volunteering, taking these goddamn shots. I'm done.
People say,
hey, drop on.
Jump in.
It's a case in Fernando Beach, Florida, man. That's north of Jacksonville, where some people look like us got prime real estate. They jacking their prices up, man, on their utilities, and so they could take their land on the beach, man. Fernando Beach. I heard your sister on another show. Price.
Glad you said.
Name, Pam, something.
Yeah,
so y'all need to check that out, brother Collins. And Fernando Beach, man. The people need some help. But going back to the our anniversary, 2017, man. Bro, when you first started, El Bauer was getting on my ass every Sunday. Go listen to Dry Bones. Listen to Dry Bones. He was on my ass, man. I say, hold up. It's football time. Well, I don't want to hear no more Dry Bones. And she kept – I'm telling you, man. She was driving me crazy. We were just going to we used to go to different programs, man, just to talk out and help out target individual people out, man.
Right.
Me and her.
Right.
All right. Yep. And she would get on my ass to get on your show, man. And then she told me to start talking about what's going on and don't be quiet, man. But this winter solstice came up, man. The last 3 days with the winter solstice, something happened to me, man. My jaws got locked in the air. I got quiet. I ain't eat nothing for 3 days, man. The winter solstice, man.
Wow.
When the winter solstice hit the 21st to the 23rd, bro, I couldn't eat nothing, go to work, do nothing, man. I guess the universe had me shut the hell up sometimes, so I'm going to be quiet, man, and let y'all talk, man. It's winter solstice, so I got to recharge my battery.
It wouldn't be the drive bug, man. We have you on here. I'll tell you that right now. But right now, Elvira, the one who went on and left, I'm telling y'all. This sister was around every group, whites, blacks. They were listening to her. I actually did not know a lot till I got with Reverend Pickney, and we heard Brother. It was a whole bunch of us back in those days, man. Everybody was going on
Yeah.
I remember Sister Goni and it used to be some crazy, it used to be some characters, and I actually enjoyed it because you know you have to have some talks with people who think like you, even though. He might be a little bit different, and we had some good times, man, I'm telling you. And we all grown because Mary Neal, who I met in Atlanta, she was with the people who was getting killed. Her brother got killed, and they was paying people who was under attack. People took it lightly. I'm not making it. Wasn't for these people. Mm-hmm. They made me know it's real. We used to have people come on. You just come on, and they would say the most craziest things, but then people would send the information to me and others and go to everybody, Wesley. And when I realized, I said, man, brother Ray used to say they putting up the cell phone towers. That's how you knew it could be done. It could be done. So obviously, Jay was being tracked, and they used the people from the who had some mental illness, and you correct me if I'm wrong. I think I tell people, if you deem your kids, I'm talking to you women out there, if you deem your kids crazy to get a paycheck, think about what I just said. AOC know who y'all are. That's why they say y'all gonna eat the children. Eating your children don't mean just eating them physically. It means you eat off them.
Right.
Yep.
So you better realize what eat them mean. Y'all was thinking cannibalism. Cannibalism is a deep word, everybody. So Brother West, tell me about that first stages when people did not believe y'all, and then to where it was like, damn, this shit is real. How'd you feel back in that? Because I used to be, That'd be tough on y'all back in them days.
You ain't lying, man. I mean, you just realize what's going on around you, man. If all kind of shit got real, you're going haywire, you arguing with people, and you're getting into it with folk, and then you realize, man, this shit manufactured how they setting this shit up, man. Just like how they set Joe Biden up for when that car hit his wife and his
right.
Truck. That's what
right.
To do with that shit too, man. This stuff is crazy, man. I know some people now that's still going through it, and they can't get out of it, man.
Yeah.
They just one person
wow.
I know. She's sleeping in her damn car, man. She got making plenty of money. Sold her house, went to California, come back to Georgia, and now she's just sleeping in her damn car, man, in the cold, bro. Because they fucking with a real bad, man. They hitting her through her car, through her computer, man. Amy don't know about all that. Amy Gloria, man. We know that, huh?
No, I'm going to say this. Now, I know we talk crazy, some people, but see, crazy is what's really reality. There's a show. I'm not making this up. It would sound like we're doing a script right now. If we were to actually go over the archive, Russ, you should hear yourself back in the day. If you listen to yourself back in the day, you'd be like, I'll show you some of the shows you did. They was at 4,000. 4,000 people downloaded it. And that whole, I'm telling you, this is real. People are now starting to see through programs, and y'all the program, to see that this is not just talk. This is reality. People are going through this. And so the psychotropic weapons is real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you have to watch your doctors now. You must watch your doctors. I'm going to play a tape. I got to play this. And I'm going to take some more callers. But just I got 7, 6, 9, 6. I got to play 3 minutes of this. Y'all better listen carefully. Everything will be hooked up to the health care bill that was brought in, not by Obama, not by Hillary, but by, you guess, another Chinese informant.
The Government Healthcare Plan. Page 22 mandates the government will audit all books of all employers who self-insure. Page 29, lines 4 through 16, healthcare rationing. You can only receive so much care per year, $5,000 per individual, $10,000 per family. Page 30, section 123, there will be a government committee that decides what treatments and benefits you receive. Page 42, the healthcare commissioner will choose your healthcare benefits for you. You have no choice. Page 50, section 152. Healthcare will be provided to all non-U.S. citizens, illegal or otherwise. Page 58. The government will have real-time access to your finances and a national ID card will be issued. Page 59, lines 21 through 24. The government will have direct access to your bank accounts for elective funds transfers. Page 65, section 164. This is a payoff subsidized plan for retirees and their families in unions and community organizations such as ACORN. Page 72, lines 8 through 14. Here the government is creating a healthcare exchange to bring private healthcare plans under government control. Page 84, section 203, the government mandates all benefit packages for private healthcare plans in the exchange. Page 85, line 7, AARP members, your healthcare will be rationed. Page 91, lines 4 through 7, government mandates linguistic appropriate services, or translation for illegal aliens. Page 95, lines 8 through 18. The government will use groups like ACORN, AmeriCorps, to sign up individually for government healthcare plan. Page 102, lines 12 through 18, Medicaid-eligible individuals will be automatically enrolled in Medicaid. Here you have no choice. Page...
Now, I just played 3 minutes of the healthcare bill that is phenomenal to read. In 3 minutes, did y'all not hear what we're about to go through? I got the lines. I'm going to start with the people right now. 7696. That's because we ain't...
Hey, let me say one more thing about the doctor, man. Can I say something about the doctor? Cause, you know, yep. These doctors ask you not, do you feel suicidal? That's the first thing they ask. Do you feel suicidal, man?
Always
what kind of shit is that, man?
Woo!
They do that at the VA, too.
Woo! All right. Let's go to some more callers. It's the eight. Yeah. Dry bones. Seven and the dry bones. 7696. You in? I'm going to bring 0925. You coming in next. Get ready. Welcome. 7696.
Well, get back to your question. The doctor asked y'all that. Y'all better say no, man. They'll lock your ass up.
Yeah. Thank you on that one, brother. 0925. 0925.
Dry bones. How you feeling?
I'm wonderful, man. Hey, but another one. Sean, I got you on here too, man. You got some good shows too, bro. You came in up on that 18, 2018. Yes. Well, good to have you on here, brother. Go ahead.
Yes. I just saw the last video, first video, and that was actually, it was funny because my child was born. That was on November 19, 2016. 5 years ago, first
wow.
show with you.
Yep.
And I was just reading through the information. I'm like, well, everything's always been on point. And you brought something up because I was discussing something yesterday with someone about you mentioned about Jesus being the Son, the actual S-U-N.
Right.
And I was describing to somebody how I was telling that we have a twin planet called Clarion, which real name is Amun, and the meaning of Amun is hidden, and it's on the other side of the sun.
Mm.
And if you count that planet, Clarion, you got Mercury, you got Venus, you got this planet called Ki, or we just call it for Earth for now, you got Mars, you got Jupiter, and you got the planet called Europa, which is a moon, then you got Saturn, then you got the planet Titan, Uranus, Neptune, and the last one is what? Pluto. 12 planets, one sun, one Messiah, 12 disciples.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And Pluto,
you know, we heard Pluto from Disney, so we knew they were dealing with astrology, but Pluto being a dog.
And you know what's so funny? The real name of Pluto is Gaga. Lady Gaga took that name.
I love y'all. That's why I love y'all. That's why we do these programs. But where else can you get this information from a connection of this free? For now. I don't know if we're going to be forever because we are changing. And give me now. Let's go with this. You know as well as I do that the military, are we sure that the government, because a lot of military be on this program and you being there seems to be something going on with the military where many people saying they ain't taking the vaccination. Then some now have to take some. Now, do you think that in order to, like, bring a country down, wouldn't you have to, like, take out the military?
Well, yeah, that'd be the first. And actually, what's good that you're making a point, and I'm going to make this point with that same question. Now, if you're a world country, world leader, right, you're the leader. Just say Dry Bones is the president. You're 80, I'm damn near 80 years old, and everybody else vicious around the world is beating with you. You the oldest man in the world. What is that saying to you as a nation?
Yeah.
That
you're
Dry
old
Bones
man.
Being that old, it's over. Like an old man sitting there, boy, if you don't act right, I'm going to take my stick and whoop you. Like, ooh, do it.
Yeah.
Take you 10 years to get over here.
And then think about that is... Now we're going to this cosmic thing that you're talking about because some of these planets got planets. I look up planets because they got feminine personalities over, like Venus is very powerful on the 8. And so if you got these planets that's like got these energy levels that's boosting down on us, each one of us will be having to see our own, would it be our own way out because everybody's not ruled by Venus. And then you mentioned about why could Venus be Kamala, which is Hindu. So we're looking at a whole cult world in space age time. Because look at it. Here we got, if the old man goes down, let's use symbolism. If the old man goes down, who is he now? He was the day who died. He Horus who died. He died off. She got Isis, which is Kamala. And she get a hold of the phone, which is what? Control of the holy penis. So we talking almost like an energy game here. So if the energy... So the energy being taken, like, think about it. If this man dies by some strange phenomena, we got Kamala Harris as the president. Now, what's your take on that as a scenario of celestial connotations?
Well, of course, now, when we talk about the Hindus, let's understand that they are where the fallen angels, the 200 fallen angels, descended upon. So every belief that they have, the names, like the name Krishna,
mm-hmm.
They refer to, like, matter of fact,
Christ.
Everybody need to open the Bible up and turn to chapter John, the first chapter, and the verse 41, and it will tell you, we have found the Messiah who is being interpreted as the Christ. So what is that saying? Like, I'm calling you Dry Bones, but I'm telling everybody, look, yeah, this Dry Bones, but his name is Henry now. Who's
right.
Henry? Oh, Henry is a god over in this area. Oh, really? Yeah, but we'll give you a Greek name to make you think it's just Greek, so
but
you won't go no further.
But hold on. But at that time, let's go with that time, and then we're going to keep at that time, still, because it's still going today. Wouldn't that be like, okay, if that time somebody had to give a license for that god to be acceptable in a land, otherwise, because remember, if for me to say I got it from me, that means that if I ain't have no credibility, you couldn't get the next pawns to go along with what I'm pushing. If I'm telling you that I'm the one who gave it to you and I'm great, in order for you to push that off as being great, you got to give some homage to me in order for your believers to believe, oh, he was anointed. So that's where that's coming from. It's like a Masonic
right.
anointing. I anoint you. It doesn't really mean, I don't know if you, see, I take it as an allegory. I don't think I'm using it as a Jesus story. I'm using it as this is a story of more than just these religious figures. It's like I could make you anointed. If I had enough money, or somebody could make me anointed, if they gave me a Sirius radio, I'd be anointed. And then if I anoint y'all, you anointed. You see how I'm saying how this could really work in certain aspects?
Right.
Just religion. Let me get some more callers, too. Hold on. Stay with me. I'm going to get everybody on here at the same time. 99. The ones who are going to call, I got your hands up. 9927. No, you've been with us. We go way back. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, everyone.
What's up, sis?
I don't know if everybody realized that I know everybody knows about the secret society and the Illuminati and all of that, but what y'all don't really realize is that the majors are controlling everything.
The who?
No one is free. I don't care how much land you go and purchase, okay? If you ain't got no power to take down these fucking majors that are used to control everything as far as these, as far as, and they're the keepers of the planet. Who give a fuck how much land you buy?
Now say the name again. Say the name again, because people. Say the name again.
If you don't have the power to take down the majors, then you're
the
all
matrix,
going
okay,
to be
the matrix.
What we
okay,
are
okay,
today.
There you go.
Still
yeah, the matrix. The matrix. Okay. I had somebody
because
I was looking for
the
Brother Watson for you to him get together.
Control
mm-hmm.
the currency. They control the crypto. They control everything.
Now, what is
you're
that
name?
You're
not the keepers of the land no more.
But
you're
what,
not
on,
keepers.
Get,
you're not keeping
get,
any land. You're not running the land. You're not controlling
sister,
the land.
You saying
everybody
yourself,
is
you
being controlled no matter
tell
what.
Tell people what
you
you're talking about.
You're
when
free.
We say the
yes,
neighbors.
You're mentally free from the we're waking up from the spells, basically. Waking up from the spells, but we're still under the commands of the spells. Because, see, they're still out here casting spells on the unvaccinated. Oh, we're unvaccinated, this and that, casting spells on, just like they did black people, same crap, cast spells. everything is chaotic for a reason, because they're casting the spells to keep everybody under.
When you say that, we agree with you. Nobody's going to disagree with you. Who is they?
The Matrix. Mages, M-A-G-E-S.
Okay, give people what the mages is, because you can't, you know, come on. Give them what the mages is. You saying mages like the magi, so give them to what it is. Tell them what it
is. Yes, the magi.
Who are they?
That's controlling everything. Now they're so good, they had us create, not specifically, because I ain't created nothing.
Because the magic, yes,
had
you created
everyone create
You created some beings that create the weapons to create the weapons. It's like they need these beings that we come. They need our being to come out of us to create this, you know, this theory that violence is good or violence is bad or violence, whatever. We see like whatever you say. The Magi
is our children
odd.
Is working for them now. Our children
is creating all the weapons, Jesus story, creating all the stuff
they need done. They're
the
mining
the Magi.
Lithium mine.
There
they're making the volcanoes erupt because they want to mine the volcanoes, either sulfur or lithium. Basically, they're looking for the lithium. The lithium that they spray over our heads, the lithium that they use in the batteries that keep us under, too, because whenever we put a lithium battery in something, which is in our phones, it's keeping us controlled. It's keeping us controlled. We can't separate ourselves from anything. We can go and buy up as much land as we want to and act like we got financial or independent wealth, but we're still paying for land. If we were the keepers of land, we shouldn't be paying shit. We shouldn't pay for nothing.
But there are people who don't pay shit.
The earth provides us with everything that we need, but we are dealing with miners.
I know it.
They're stealing the earth dry.
What about families that are rich?
Over this.
What about families that are rich? Families that are rich. Let's be real. You in Buffalo.
Hold on, because you're going to rich people.
This is coming from a book called Holographic Culture by Pierre Sabat. Let's just throw out the word there, Illuminati. Now, according to him, Illuminati means brothers of the aliens,
right?
Light and the Seraphim. So who is really controlling this planet?
Right. That's the question she should be asking. But when I ask,
and are we even capable of taking these people down?
Right. Now, she says no.
Hold on, because I'm glad this is coming to eight.
See, eight is a connection, so we got to have this conversation. Now, sister, calm yourself down and listen and then answer questions. That's what a talk show's about. All I asked you was if these are the magi of the Bible story, because people need to know if you are connecting these stories. You can't randomly just give us all this. Are they connected to what you call a story of the magi of Jesus?
Hey, drop on. Can I throw this in there? What she talking about is the low frequency beings, man. I keep telling y'all how this works. They low frequency, low vibrating beings. But you know that
they're in the Bible story. All y'all know these beings that y'all say are in your Bible story. I'm not denouncing that the what y'all say is wrong. I'm just saying that if we take these stories and really bring them to what we're talking about in this program, it could be easier to illustrate to others, because y'all just named the elements. Now, so are we able to not, this is one of the shows we did. That's why I brought you. That's why I keep saying calm down so we can get everybody to get this show that y'all talk about right now, what she's talking about. We can't beat the elements, can we?
Hold on, she just said.
She said that we cannot beat these people. Now, I asked you a question.
Well,
is it because?
Yeah, we can beat them, man. Hold on.
I'm going to let you say something, but I said this show was asked, number one, a big show, evidence that God is the periodic table. Now, we did this program, right? Is she actually saying that, how are you going to be Israel, Mikael, Jezael? I mean, if they really ain't human beings, then they are elements of alien abstract. Then, according to Genesis 1 and 2, Genesis 1 and 3, Genesis 1 and 11, I'm just giving it to you because I can't go through. I'm just going to, y'all should know this already. 120, 125, 126, we're talking about a periodic table. That the element. So this is a show we did back in 2015. So I'm trying to figure out now what she's saying could be true. If, but she got to make it more rational. Superman is what? What's his daddy name? Azazel, or ain't that the fallen angel from Ezekiel? Azazel, ain't that ain't Azazel?
Yeah,
this,
okay. Yeah.
All this is what, Iki and
right.
Anel?
Yeah.
Right. So all you're saying is,
yeah,
are you saying, so for clarity, are you talking about the elements can't be battled because now we're going to a different dimension? Which one are you saying? Because we can't go mortal.
What I'm saying is that we're all disconnected from our plane. And if we're still paying, if we got to buy back our land, buy back our soul, that's like buying back the soul. Soul means soil. So you're disconnected from the land if we're paying, paying for anything.
Okay, but you just said,
we're paying for our soul.
You don't
want to
fight for the land. Hold on.
We're paying.
Do you want to fight for the land?
That makes
no damn
sense.
But I know it don't, but ask the question. Do you want to fight for the land? Or you want to keep telling people, because if you ain't fighting for the land either, you got to hold a rally too.
How I'm going to fight the land, Bone? Godfrey just put up a grid of satellite lasers covering every city, every continent. So when they want to kill our asses off, all they have to do is hit the button. So, and they got every tracking device in us, and we all accepted it. You can't say that you weren't under a spell or some type of mind control spell because it's a mind spell. It means it keeps you under. If you can't fight.
Calm down. Okay, you got to talk when I say chill. Hold on. I want y'all to know before, because I want everybody to know who can listen for the first time. When we talk with like this, guess what? They already sent the information in. She did send this in. She sure did.
Yeah.
It did say, and I looked it up, but for the sake of having a show that we all agree, we got to have some heat. That's why it's called Helios. What she just said, everybody, was an actual military, Brother Sean Caddy.
Yep.
You just sent me, mm-hmm. Talk to me. You just sent me, Brother Sean Caddy. The UN had, while we going through all this, the UN had a meeting about autonomous weapons. Didn't y'all send that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So now with all this going on, now we bringing some heat because ain't nobody even knew these meetings was happening during all this so-called Omicron. Everybody's so fixated on
that's
Omicron.
A distraction.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say what they racing against? Let me tell you what they racing against.
Okay, tell me. Yeah. Go ahead, briefly.
The planet being off its axis is tilting over. So when you look at the longitude, latitude lines, many things are powered on that. So once the Earth tilts the way it's tilted now, those with operating on that power grid will have no power. And so that's what they're going against. They're calling it climate change because the planet is shifting, and there's nothing they can do about
that. Yeah.
Power is shifting. Y'all admitting this now. The power is shifting. I got all y'all in that now. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm gonna bring one more caller in. That's 5045. Yeah, look how much sense. So the plan is shifting. Hey, turn yourself.
Somebody
go
got noise.
You got go mute when you have. All you gotta do is go mute and come back when you get a little quieter. Now, what y'all are saying is that the planet is shifting. Sister said that we fighting something that is actually. She's been saying it for years. We battling these war over us. If they putting a war over us, the question I'm gonna ask all y'all. Why do you think they're going up in space for these little quickie space missions with Michael Strahan and Star Trek, my main man, William Shatner? Is that to see if it's working?
Well, yeah. I don't know exactly why they're going up from space. I'm just trying to, what's going on?
I'm not sure.
And see for every
problem. No, what I'm saying. What y'all saying?
Drop on. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Every problem got a solution, man. Every problem got a solution.
Right.
So number one, what that sister talking about is fear. You cannot have no goddamn fear when she putting out now, man. Okay?
I am not putting out fear.
Hold on. I just want to hear y'all, because before you say fear, fear is
I'm not putting out fear. I don't want nobody to be afraid. I want everybody to get...
You're not listening. I told you. When you're on my program, I said, let people talk. I'll bring you in for your rebuttal. We ain't going to be going back and forth. We want clarity. Now, if you want to, we want to go to them crazy shows, argue with each other, you feel free. But we got my eye here.
Hey, drop
on. Now, you come on.
I just want to get a solution, man. The solution is you fight lower frequency with high frequency. You raise your frequency, your vibration. Well, the number one real estate, you know the number one real estate is between your damn left ear and your right ear.
Okay.
Your mind. That's
I agree.
Real
I agree.
Yep. Right. Once you learn how to control your real estate,
I agree.
They can't touch you, man.
Now, what she's saying is, what y'all are saying is, and I'm going to go with you and let you speak for yourself, sister. Now, if we go by what she's saying fair, all she really saying is, this is what we are going up against. So if you're going up against something, basically you got to have to know what you're going up against. So she's saying that, what y'all said, that there are electronical weapons. Now, I could only say if you able to battle it off, that is fine. But what if you're the only one in your apartment complex and they start to make this frequency go off? Yeah, maybe because you can fight it off and you don't go crazy, but you still now got to go into war gear because you got to fight these people. So I want y'all to know where she's saying it. Now, I'm going to bring this to context so we can see. I'll bring clarity to shit now. If she just said fair, and your Bible's everybody. It says fear is the beginning of what? That's a scripture.
Of death, really? Well, I wrote the angel. What the angels say when they show up? Fear not. Okay, I don't talk to angels, man. Angels say fear not.
They say fear leads to God's love. That's what they say in the Bible.
Yeah, right. Fear. There
just
you go.
Get on what you're saying.
Thank you. Now you go sit to talk, and now I'm gonna let you go. Now go only two minutes, because it's a talk show. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Make your point. 2 minutes.
And no one. I'm basically saying what we are up dealing with. If you just one person, you're not gonna be able to fight all these people
by
yourself.
That's the problem. You said one person.
With
that's
high
the problem.
Frequency,
you're
that's gonna need millions
Other
and
frequency.
Billions of people on the same page in order to stop these mages. And I mean, you're gonna need them. Unless you got some powerful mage yourself to stop these beings that you call low level that seem to be using high level techniques on the whole entire planet, please let me know, because we all have to be on one accord in order to stop these mages. And it's not just...
That's true. No, he's not saying that, mind. See, one thing about Brother West, I'm gonna tell you something about him.
Never mind, I'm good. He go get
weapons. Now you might be going through something. Everybody go through something, but I'm not saying that what you said.
He got
wrong.
That bob gun.
He got a bob gun. Yes, he did. He got a bob gun. What happened is, and I looked it up.
Shoot that bob gun
at
millions of people, and not me, because I'm already resurrected. You need to shoot that bob gun out there to the rest of the world, because
well,
you're
if you're resurrected, then what you talking
just
about?
Not
going to
be you by
confused.
Yourself.
Hold on, I'm trying
to
now you're going too far. Now you're saying you resurrected. If you resurrected, then you got energy. You should be telling us how you resurrect yourself then. Because you just told me you resurrected. Now I'm giving y'all a chance to
my ancestors to speak
kind.
To me all the time, Bones.
There you
a lot
go.
Of things
now you,
I learned.
He's saying the
from
same thing.
From my ancestors.
Saying. So y'all connect.
From my
y'all connect.
Ancestors telling me.
You all connected.
And from me researching.
You just said the same thing he said.
Just
you just
like
said
the rest
same
of the brothers
thing.
And sisters
so
on here.
I'm loving this shit.
I'm not saying
I'm
y'all
it.
Not resurrected. I said the other millions and billions of people
resurrected
mine. It's the same thing.
I'm not arguing about that.
We
agree
with you. It's the same thing we talk about every day.
All you do is add it to the show.
If we don't have other people on the same path, we're not going to
there you go.
Now,
but you got to hold on. But you got to find people like you're doing here. Now, that same paradigm that you have on this, it actually has to translate, because this is the matrix. We don't see each other. We mentally hear each other. in the matrix mm-hmm. world where you got to go and you got to take what you hear on here and resonate it into your life to give you resurrection. You can't come on and say what somebody ain't doing, because some people is living a great life and some people are not. And so you got to say to yourself, if there is a resurrection, I got to create it. That's what you basically all saying.
Right. Now, you got to start with yourself.
You got to start
it
with yourself.
It means the mind. Resurrection means the mind.
So you,
we
you,
keep
you,
saying the stuff over and over again.
Well,
the
you need repetition.
Resurrection
don't you need,
means
don't you need
the mind. The mind
but if you don't
awakening.
Get it, now you,
but
now
if
don't you teach your kids repetition.
The body is being weakened by all this poison out here. So we
well,
have to actually resurrect my body and our soul. We have to take back.
Now, what's
because
poison?
Because our soil. Soil, soul, same thing.
Who took
thing.
The soil?
The same thing.
Right. So we know, so me and you all know, but I want you to tell people when you say the soil, because people are listening for the first time. Are you saying that the soil is taken by what we said in the beginning of the premise? Did I say DNA, aliens? I mentioned this all already. I just want to make sure that y'all are resonating, because the people don't know what's coming. If something's coming from a galactic, you already know this, everybody. Let me have to reiterate this. You're speaking to a matrix. Isn't that what y'all are saying? Luckily, we have one right now that's able. All of us who are able to connect on these shows are matrix. You are magi. All you're doing is bringing in your frequencies. If all our frequencies are being heard hypnotically, we can diverse this. You're not going to fight them physically. Are you kidding me? If you think your mind can fight a group, that's what you might be saying, sister. I don't know, but I'm going to say it clearer. It's got to be something mental, because you have to stop it mentally. There's no way you're going to go up against a weapons dealer and you ain't got a weapon. So it's a mental thing. It's
right.
A mental thing. It's a mental thing. Let's watch the dry bones, because we're going to connect this shit. 1300, you are on the Helios.
What's going on, family? Yes, sir. All of us are peace and love, family. All of us are resonating on the same frequency, family. So we're going to have to do. I'm going to tell you what happened a lot of times with us, family. We, each one of us are very special. We are like superhero type mentalities. And all of us have a great point of view. But what we got to, I'm telling you, man, without the economics behind all of this knowledge that we're putting out on the Dry Bones Connection, we got to bring it. We got to bring it into modernized equivalency. We got to bring it into modernized thinking. You know, I'm talking about the ancient, comedic, and all of that. We got to bring it up now and you be able to use it as a universal or galactic tool is what we got to do, family. So let's get back focused. You get what I'm saying?
Now that's
and this is nothing but peace
like
and
that.
Love.
Now, hold on. Because then, to get to that level, actually, I tell people all the time, nothing you're doing is new. That's why we do this program. Now, ain't just like the Council of the Seer. We got everybody. All the high priests is on the phone right now.
High priest, that's it.
All the high priests, priestess, and we talking about how to change the reality that was then into the reality that's going to be now. Think about that.
Correct. And we can lose our frequencies, or we can dull our frequency, like Brother West said. We got to go with a high frequency and stay on a high frequency. But because sometimes we get I know it because I'm guilty of it. I'm talking to myself right now first.
There you go.
We
there you go. That's the point
of
this program.
With it.
That's it. Let's find our program.
And then the arrogance, it diffuses everything. It dissipates the energy. And then now we got to start over fresh again. Now we off of our square. We not on our square anymore. So
now that's the point.
We
got to
stay
on
our square.
Hold on. But you got to have that. I'm going to tell you why I say cosmic forces, because it's like the battle of all these great battles. Okay, the comments are being made are comments that's being felt through energy. If these comments are being felt, then they have to be dealt with, because unfortunately, many of our family members are those who are microcosm of this show. Everybody you're dealing with on this show, if you hear us talk, there's other family members going through the same thing across the whole country, going through what we're talking about. They can't find a niche to who they can connect with to feel. We feel so disconnected. Ain't that what that prophecy said? We feel so disconnected. Now something coming into age where we can connect. I don't know. economically, this is a good talk. Maybe it's the Jesus story of him kicking over the money table. That's a reset. You ever thought about
correct.
That one?
Correct.
So if you're so kicking over the...
I keep it dry ball just to bring it home and sum it up with the family. We know that a great ritual has been performed on all of us. So
right.
let's use the ritual with some type of reverse wizardry and say, let's
right.
just get the peace and the love and the joy out of it. We don't got to really be on the Christos thing and all of that because all of us are a victim of it. All of us are victimized. We can't even sit here and deny it.
Can this calamity come?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this to all y'all. Because I got your lines up. Can this calamity? Go ahead.
Yeah. See, you got another thing they tricking people with low frequency is a lie. All them lies they've been telling us, them lies of low frequency. The truth's high frequency, man. So once we know the truth and let people know the truth, that's raising the vibration of the planet too in love, man. Them lies, low frequency, man. They want everybody, like you say, Darbone, people still love us and lies, man.
They love lies.
Okay, that's low frequency.
Oh, yeah.
That's low frequency.
That's low frequency.
Hey, but also realize you can't save everybody.
There you go. Now, that's a
yeah.
part of the equation.
Yeah.
You're not going to save everybody because, again, in the book, it's a mathematical.
Yeah.
It says remnant.
And guess what? Yeah. The people you ain't going to save might be your mama, might be your daddy, might
yeah.
be your wife, your baby
yeah.
mama, your son, grandson.
Okay, now
that's what
it's
saying in the
y'all.
Book, man. People
that's
gonna be in the
y'all.
Same house and in the
that's
same bed.
That's my point. You got to use
split.
That book. Thank you. See, that's why
yeah.
I tell people.
That's right.
Could be sleeping with the enemy.
yeah.
Well, let's go there.
Let's go there.
Let's go there because I'm telling y'all, these stories ain't made up to be just what we think they're, you know, little kid stories.
Right.
Give you a alley. These are real principles that they have told as a lie. But those of you know that I'm talking the truth about this. If you dumb down your family. And that comes from us saying bad words. You don't even have to be the kid. All you got to say, you so dumb. I can't stand your dumb ass. You say that enough times.
Curses. Spell.
That's curses. Your words.
That's curse. And
imagine one.
That's right. There it is.
That's right. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Hey, drive on.
That's why if you watch a lot of these third world countries that are coming into power now, you got China, man. China is now a superpower.
Right.
So what they do, they focus on the youth, man. They don't sit around and try to beat grown people across the head by trying to have a certain type of viewpoint, a worldview,
right.
or none of
they
that. They work on them
you.
Kids.
Straight to
the They
you.
Stick them kids. They put that STEM in them kids, science, technology, engineering, and mechanics. That's all
now,
they push.
Now,
they ain't pushing
now,
no.
Now, is that
yeah.
good or bad? Hold on. Let's be honest with this because I know. Now, that's a good and bad. Now, sister, you stay with me because I know you could pound a youth into a submission. Of learn, now you almost like what the gods would do. Because now, if you teach a kid this regimen and say some of them break off, what you do to them? Do we hurt them? Do we hurt them? Do we ostracize them? This is how nations are working. So if we go with that premise, that is a very strong premise among all y'all who listen to what he just said. I ain't saying it ain't you. It's used across the world. We did it in the temple. If you teach kids at a certain age, what they said, you teach them as they're young, they would not what, go astray. So whatever we teaching them, coming from the pattern, the parents. So now are we blaming, that's why I love this program. So now are we blaming too much on government? Or are we blaming on the parents? Which one should we be actually going for first?
It's Dry Bones, it's Brother D, St. Louis.
Go ahead, Brother D.
What up? See, hey, how everybody doing? And the we got the metaverse, happy metaverse.
Yes, right, bro. We gonna do it.
Yeah,
we are. We going to the metaverse.
Yeah,
they can't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In December 17th,
you know,
that Spider-Man movie came out. That was the multiverse.
The multiverse.
Yeah.
And
I had wanted to comment.
Go ahead.
I wanted to comment on how we like, you know, some people don't have the mind. Or the know how to, like, to dig into knowing how to buy the crypto and doing this, this, that, and the third. Some people just know how to do what they know how to do and donate and be a part of the, you know, the process. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people get caught up. Everybody can't learn the same way that other people's minds work. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people can do a lot of different stuff with their mind. Some people can do straightforward, straight line. That's what they that's what their position is on whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people get caught up in, because we be trying to do for others, you know, like how, you know, how somebody kind of instruct you to do, but everybody don't catch on that way. People got different ways on how life is working for them. You know what I'm saying? Some people's brain don't work like
that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
But they have just good qualities and certain stuff that they know how to do. You know what I'm saying? That Bill Gates can't do.
That's vocation. We took away, man, we know some cats used to take cars apart and everything back in the old school days, but we would build a mechanic.
And I know
people could do a lot of stuff.
The 4th of July, he make everything, the lights blow up on the thing. He said, I don't need no fireworks. That's how good he was with the electricity.
Right.
Back in the day. He'd climb up on them poles and make them sparks boom. I said, what the hell?
Hey, family, go do the research, family. Go do the research on Tesla, man. Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, no doubt.
The rumor is, the folk tale is that they took the man out because he was going to introduce to all the citizens of the world how to produce electricity through the air. Through the air. And so that brings me back to what you just said, Brabon. You asked the question about why is there a galactic race to space. Got a space war. Remember, Trump started the space. If Biden and everything Trump did, why he ain't got rid of that space force yet?
Hey, the reason
they're going to do mining.
Like my man Sean Caddis said, is new high-frequency energy coming on the planet. These evil fucking beings that's running shit, they got to leave, y'all. That's why they going in space. They got to get the hell out of here. They're getting evacuated, man. Because the energy, new energy love coming on the planet, man. That's why they new devils trying to get to space. It's time for them to get the fuck off our damn planet, man, out of our universe. So that's why they leave and going to space, man. Okay? Brother Ray will tell you that. Okay? So no more love coming through the planet, man. Okay? And these evils got to go, man.
I'm glad you said that. I hope you're all in line. I want you to answer these questions, because these are questions they ask. On the checkerboard, we did a show on the checkerboard. And I mean, doesn't that mean that good and evil we can either go into the, we got to travel through evil and good in this world. I mean, I experience evil and good in this world. I mean, unfortunately, I take good over evil, but you're going to experience some evil somewhere. That may not be you to be the one, but you're going to create an evil action that's going to be either what you're going to do. So there's some evil going on that you are indirectly and directly responsible for. How divert enough evil from your life as compared to drawing evil in your life? That's where the individual energy comes from.
I'm going to say this and be quiet, man. That's law of physics. Two objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Try to see it.
So we've been battling ever since then. Basically, let's go with that premise. Ever since the beginning, these two forces are always at odds then, pretty much. Think about it. That's why it's so dangerous. What paradigm are we going to take? Y'all said it. Right brain, left brain. Brother West, you've been saying it all the time. It ain't no in-between. Are you going to go with the light, or are you going to go with dark? And these are the two forces. These are two forces that you see in everything. From chess games. Chess game is black and white. You think black always
means...
Somebody
got some noise. That ain't me. Man.
Yeah, somebody got the noise up. Hey, if you got a car, you're driving it, go on. If you ain't going to talk, I'll give you an opportunity. I got a hand up. We got some more calls. The Gate Town, 1-877. Welcome to the program. 1-877. I know you're out there. Hit the mute button. You had your hand up. 1-877. I'll leave it up to you.
Hi, I'm here.
All right.
Can you guys hear me?
I got everybody on the line. We all in here. We're going to make it happen. Appreciate you joining for all this. You've been with us for a minute, too. Keep it going.
Okay.
Right. Congratulations to all of us, because this show has been a very great show and inspiration to us all, because we all learn something new on Sundays. So, and I have, you know, when people meet me, they like, oh my gosh, you're so knowledgeable. And I say, yeah, I listen to this. We have this great Blog Talk radio show that a lot of listeners call in and give us a lot of information, and we all learn together. And that's what makes Drive On's Connection a very special place.
They don't talk like the normal shows. You might hear some stuff that's going to be a little, so you got to be selective. Don't you be selective on how you tell somebody to listen to this, because you ain't going to tell like a Jehovah's Witness to come listen to this.
Or would you?
I don't know. All right, good show. I'm just having fun.
Well,
I'm just having fun.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
No, I'm just having fun. Go ahead.
So I love my Jehovah's Witnesses too. But I do a disclosure and let them know that it's a different show, you know, from the rest. You know, we do focus on a lot of different topics, and it's just not one topic.
Yes.
You know, that's
yes.
one thing I like
yes.
about the show is it's
awesome.
A variety of different topics. We go from history to religion to politics, current events, and you know, and my brother heard the earlier the show where the video where he was like eating the people, eating the babies. He
yeah.
heard that, he was freaking out. What is going on? What is going on? I said, yes, that's what's going on. That's why all these abortion clinics are going on, because they're doing something with these fetuses. And
right.
My
that's
favorite,
right.
of course, is the Book of Enoch. You know, and earlier, you know, my sister Shalene was, you know, breaking it down to us about these fallen angels, and that's something that is what's really going on with our country right now. When people don't want to realize that we're being controlled by foreign occupations from the sky, and it's all throughout history. They've always talked about the people that came from the sky people, you know. And when we sit here and think about what's going on in the world, not just in our country, there has to be something else that's motivating this evil force to want to live out the video that you showed earlier. You know, how they're going to take over us through our health care, through, you know, identification, through the vaccines. So I strongly believe that unity will overcome it all. You know, like if we all... Recognize.
Well, yeah, that's what she's saying. She's saying, I'm gonna say this. She's still on the system. Yeah, she is. I got everybody handled. Now, what I like what she, because she said fear. My homeboy said fear about it. I thought about it. I said, yeah, but you know what? Sometimes fear bring in a special adrenaline, a special super adrenaline. I hope y'all know it's either fight or flight. That's what they tell you when you go to those classes. If you've been there. And so fear brings a special elixir, depending on what kind of fear. Now, the fear is, I don't want to be controlled. That's a hell of a fear, because you don't want to be controlled. Then you got other fear. Fear, I'm scared of spiders. You can put a spider on somebody and they'll die, pass out. So, you know, it all depends. But that fear mechanism that he talked about and she brought up, that she said she would, I thought you should have stayed. Yeah, fear is good. I think fear makes a lot. You can't stay in fear, but the elixir of fear will make you save your baby because you don't want nothing to happen to it. They say adrenaline has caused people to take and lift a car off a kid, off a loved one. I hope I heard this before. I hope this ain't foreign to you. So maybe, just maybe, the fear of losing ourself, our identity, our kids, our makeup, that might energize. Now, I know what fear is. Brother West, I'm sure you should know. Hurricane Andrew, I was in fear. That was nature against me, just like in you, B-Lo, in Chicago.
Yeah.
Nature can make y'all scared.
Yeah, I was dying there when Andrew hit, man.
A flood in Mississippi, a flood is a tornado. Look at what's going on in the heartland. So a flood can make fear. The fear of the belief of not dying in the flood saves you from something that may cause you death. That's because fear made you react to a superhuman level. You better think about what I'm saying. and this is factual. The adrenaline is very, you know, it's called adrenochrome. Y'all heard about it. The only reason why we knew about it because we knew people. I used to hear about people drinking stuff back in the day, but you'd be like, oh, man, who in the right mind? But, you know, I had to go into a cold reality and say there are people who would do this. And that is what maybe you are, they not human. Remember, y'all said this. I'm just going by y'all own thing. What Sister Shalene said, Queen Shalene said about that thing, ain't that the movie? Ain't that the movie? I just want y'all to see how we do, when you do debate, when you come back and say, wait a minute, that is the movie. What's that? The Hunger Games. The name alone scared me now that I watch it again. The Hunger Games. We hungry to do what? And that's why I say, are these realities something that we better do a psychosis to our own mind first? Because you can't let nobody, that's what my brother said earlier, y'all saying all the stuff that we all have. You can't let family members tell you that you're crazy because they ain't look it up. Because they will make you sound like you're crazy. They will. They will try on purpose. It has nothing to do with money. You could be doing good and everything. It's just that. Go ahead. Jump in.
Hey. But my family's sharp now. Everything when I tell them, they ask, go look it up immediately. Now, I get them.
Well, that's good.
They can't say shit. They look it up.
That's a beautiful thing. And those who identify, that's your family for when you be getting to these times of who may listen. The problem why we can't get nowhere because the people around you don't listen to you. The true transmitters of that's right in your air shockwaves. I mean, you're talking about television. Closest thing is still the talk. Still, to the closest person to demonstrate communication is still through talking to them. Now, I know you've been brainwashed thinking everything. Talking is the first what? A shockwave, ain't it, Brother West? When you talk, that's what? That's language. So basically, talking to
people. That's that sound.
Is the key, sound. So basically, how we sound.
Right.
How we sound. So basically, how we talk to our people, ourselves, means a lot. Y'all know we get agitated when people don't want to. I've been agitated many times when people be talking shit. Then I like the ribs. So I rib just back. I could rib all day. Anybody know me? I love. You like ribbing? Okay, let's have some fun. So my thing is with that is people can't take ribbing. You got to know your audience now.
Yeah.
People around can't take it. They laugh at us. Right. If you go too far out with ribbon, they got to be a close-ass friend who love you enough to say some crazy shit and get away with it. You can't say shit to everybody. That's why y'all say
and
you got to walk.
No, because it reacts as a curse to them. When you start ribbing on people, you're cursing them in a certain way, and they rib back. You're throwing curses at each other. Y'all don't realize you're abusing your power.
You grew up ribbing.
See, it's a lot of things that we have done.
You grew up ribbing with your family members. We all grew up ribbing with our family members.
Yes,
hey, look,
and we didn't know what the hell we were doing.
But you're abusing your power, but we all laugh. But then after that, it only becomes crazy when you realize that after you realize you hurt somebody, the power is, do I stop? And that's in everybody. You always get a chance to make a mistake. If you knew that we were ribbing, I hurt your feelings, and I knew it hurt it, I should stop right away. Wouldn't that be the most logical thing? But people will still use that against you. Go ahead. Jump in.
That's what I say, man. Everybody on this call, family, you have superpowers. So you have to know how to gauge that. That's why you're so effective in your family. We're special beings. Anybody that's on this call has superpowers. And I digress.
No,
I don't go past about 3 minutes, man. Any subject, like my sister, I didn't mean to set you off, but I know how to stop before 3 minutes up because I seen your butt.
Oh,
you're
the best. I know what you were saying. I was agreeing with you on a lot of things. It's not that resurrection means the resurrect of the mind, which is the frequency of the mind rising.
Absolutely.
And I was not disagreeing on anything you were saying or starting the argument.
No, y'all
was
actually saying the same thing.
That a lot of people don't understand that we are under the mage's rules. Their spells is really very strong, and we have to break them.
I told you on the
That's why I don't go past 3 minutes.
I can't have y'all not thinking that, okay, y'all all basically saying some of the same thing. In order to have an effective talk show, you have to have somebody got to be the one. So if I got to make you have to explain it to where people who are first-time listeners, he heard you. Y'all said the exact same thing in your own tongue and spell. He said fair.
That's why.
He said he know that electricity has a rod. What's it called? Mm-hmm. It's something that can bring electricity. It's that rod, that copper rod, is a magnet for that used to be on top of everybody's houses back in the day. If a lightning hit, it would go straight to that copper rod, and it would go.
Yeah, lightning rod.
It'd be grounded.
Yeah, so right to ground.
Right. So people will be knowing how to control even the most strongest of elements is what is you were saying under the weaknessness of being able to be subversive, because you said that we can beat this. Obviously we can. Somebody can take lightning and bring it to submission, bring lightness to submission of a power for us. So it's not that the batteries is the lithium is bad, because lithium is a god. The lithium is being used by evil forces, which y'all said yourself, there's something on the earth that ain't like us. Now, let's get it on. Let's get started. We got to get hot.
It's a whole bunch of beings that ain't like us.
Well, you said that, right.
So
I'm opening the door for you.
Them satellites they put up there got the gold and all that stuff on it. That's pushing the electricity through the air. That's the electricity going through the air, and it's generating from the universe, the sun, and everything. And when that powers up them satellites, they use them as weapons.
Now, Brother Say Tesla.
That's why you got to ground yourself.
Right, Brother Say Tesla.
You got to ground yourself, man. You got to ground yourself. Go outside.
I ain't going to tell you that don't work. All I'm saying is, at the time, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know when they're going to do this dark, like the brother said earlier. Y'all better listen to what he says. Y'all listen to all y'all say, because y'all all coming from the same
place. Hey, Drybone, listen to family. China is allowing people to enter into their stock markets and buy into their trade with different foreign currencies. You can have any currency now and do business in China.
So
we
are
gotta,
we going
to we got to get modernized. We got to take our energy and take our power and modernize it and start getting into the economic game. And
okay,
that's
so
how
now,
you're going to get. That's how
Brother Tubmosis out there, y'all, I hope y'all get together. Y'all said something today. Y'all was in a thread. I'm just going to mention the thread. I'm going to talk about it. But in order for that to happen, the thread said everybody wanted to invest in something. I heard, watched, y'all listen better. Somebody said the metaverse. Some people said this. I did not know. I'm about to ask Brother, what's name? How can you buy virtual land? Now, I don't know if that's what does that mean? But I will say this. I watched this
in the metaverse, you can with sand tokens or coins, and that they have in available sand, and also there's another one that they're investing in, and it's in the NFTs is your avatar that you create. You can sell your NFT, but you have to get in the metaverse. You got to put those glasses on, all that other to make it. Yeah. It's a lot. If you don't have the Oculus.
But you said, hold on, because I want you to stay with me. Now, you remember we all had these conversations back then. I said, we put them glasses on. Now, I told people, I said, when you put the glasses on, I knew we were going to go, we said this a long time ago, about the virtual reality going
to
come.
Yeah, the metaverse about to steal everybody's soul for real.
So,
I'm telling you, y'all.
Right, if this
is
the case.
You put them glasses on, you're going to be that lithium battery to operate.
But you heard us say this. You've been with us for a minute.
Well, that's the same. That's Drybone, that's the same equivalency of what the sister is saying. That's the same equivalency of our right now, our baby boomers ages, how they getting left behind by technology. So if you don't learn how to adapt, you don't necessarily have to put them glasses on, but there are techniques and there are different strategies.
Right, now that's
you can
where we
integrate
at.
You can integrate into that system and be able, but you gotta have, we're gonna have to teach the STEM. We're gonna have to teach the science, technology, the engineer and the mechanics.
Hold on. Somebody sent me something. I'm going by what y'all been sending all this week. Somebody sent Time Magazine said by 2025 or 2030. Okay. Now, I've read that.
2045.
It's, yeah, 2045. Now, you go look it up. Now, if it ain't already happened, it's happened already. This has already happened. They like getting us. They have it where the matrix where you unplug. When you unplug that, it's actually the same way that Matrix movie unplugged in this new technology that's coming out. Same exact thing. And then here's what gets crazy, everybody. The way the hybrid car is set up is the same way that they plan. Now, we might be dead. That's why I like what y'all said earlier. Somebody said something, a great thing. They're going after the children. They could care less about our generation because they know we are expendable. They already know this. I'll be honest with you. I just wanted to, you know, I love hearing these. I love hearing everybody. But they do know that you are expendable. And because of the techniques I'm seeing, that I do know that if we don't get a hold of this young group here, before we get old, we might be the fallen matrix. Because I hope y'all heard what I said, the fallen matrix. Because what happens is, what the Matrix did in the movie, they took out real reality. They only gave you artificial intelligence.
Hey, I'll give you a perfect example, man. You remember that that van Tiger Woods was driving and the car just controlled itself? They used the AI, made that car flip over what Tiger was driving, man. You probably don't even know it, that they hijacked this damn computer and made that car go crazy, man. Okay, he probably don't even realize that shit, man.
No, we talked about that. I mean, y'all always on top of everything. When that happened, that's the first thing y'all said.
Drive on.
Yep.
Drive on.
Go.
Basically, they turning the cell. They turning your everyday life into the cell phone. The car is gonna be. It's the cell phone. Everything is. You're gonna be. Your house is gonna be the cell phone. You know, I'm just saying, I'm just wording out.
You a cell phone. We cell phones.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Use your cell phone. With that, what's that thing you put on your door, the ring? The ring?
I hate, I don't even like going on people's house because they be looking all up your nose. You know, you at the door. I said, damn. I said, what the hell? You better not have a book on your nose. I'm just saying, you know.
Hey, hold on. Now, I'm going to tell you something, man. We did a program. I told you it's called Pan. Look at the name, Panopticon.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what they said. People who like watching people. First, they say you're voyeurs. They say if you like watching people, like, you know, voyeurs and then a peeping Tom. What's a peeping Tom? You know. Look
ring
at the name.
Camera. The ring camera. You go.
So what they did, they took the peeping Tom concept and they made it where the peeping Tom, everything is being done with human being. Initiative. What we was, they take and make it to instruments of that's why I say something bigger than what we think, because if they use our body parts as instruments of servitude.
Remember the Nazis was brought over here in 1930 and then they went underground in the Antarctica. So, hey,
it's called
that's
the Great Whore.
Along with the Matrix.
The Great Whore. Yeah, and then y'all, I'm gonna tell you something about this Midwest, man. That Golden Arch, if you could find me something to go to on that Golden Arch museum, because I guarantee you, it's a lot of information.
That museum, you can go up there.
Yeah, I got to go there. Yeah, give me some more.
It's a museum. They done redid it. They redid the whole thing. They redid it.
Yeah,
it's
please
all,
send me. Send it to my email, man. Send it to my email because I'm gonna come there because I'm gonna tell you straight up, everybody. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you ever watch, I like live music because live music helped me play the music. So all I can tell you is that one of the rockers said,
"Break it up, brother."
Devil's
you're in the water.
Story.
We can't hear you, Bone. The mic.